The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to the 5 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. It is such a privilege to welcome you to the program. But it is also a privilege to welcome Chris Long to the program. Chris is president of the Ohio Christian Alliance. Chris, it's always a delight to have you on Bob Burney Live. Welcome.
Well, thank you, Bob. Good to be on with you today.
Well, it is my pleasure, and I can't wait to get the latest update on the D-Day prayer project at the World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C.
Well, that's right. And, of course, this is really an Ohio project, as, in fact, the World War II Memorial itself really started with an idea from a veteran in Ohio. Democrat Congresswoman Marcy Kaptur, actually, was approached by a World War II veteran who was asking her, where is our memorial that's dedicated to our service? And this, of course, was some years ago. And she started thinking about the different memorials either in the district or in Washington, and then she stopped and thought, there isn't a World War II memorial. And that's what got the ball rolling, actually, for the World War II memorial, which is now a magnificent addition and a major addition to the mall in Washington. It stands between the Lincoln Memorial and the Washington Monument, and of course it has that wonderful fountain in the midst of it. And then, of course, the Pacific and Atlantic pillars with the acknowledgement of all the states of all the veterans who served us in World War II. And then it was dedicated in 2004 by President Bush. But one of the things that was peculiar about this monument is that it did not have a scripture verse, a reference to God, or a prayer anywhere on it. Well, that's kind of odd when you think about all the monuments and memorials in Washington, because there are scripture verses, prayers, references to God and speeches by presidents and other dignitaries all across Washington, whether you go to the Jefferson Memorial, the Lincoln Memorial, the U.S. Capitol, the Library of Congress, the Washington Monument, the list is endless. So this was actually done intentionally. In fact, so much so that the proclamation of war by FDR that he gave to the nation after the bombing of Pearl Harbor that ushered us into World War II on December 8, 1941, he ends that speech with, "So help us God." And those four words were omitted from the speech that was added, that section of the speech that was added to the memorial. In fact, the veterans over the years have pointed to that area of the wall and said, it's missing the four most important words.
Yeah.
Because they remember that like it was yesterday, because the day after they heard that speech, many of them went to the recruiting office and signed up to serve our nation.
Certainly. Now, June 6th is very significant with the World War II because of D-Day, correct?
That's right. Of course, we're approaching the 75th anniversary, and for all intents and purposes, as these men are now in their mid-90s. But by the way, we would think that they're passed away. Don't give up on them yet. We had a gentleman that was at our banquet a few weeks ago. He's 96. His name is Bill Miller. He's a resident, a local resident there of Fairlawn, Ohio. He came to the banquet that night, drove himself there. He is a Utah Beach veteran. In fact, he entered the Army as a private, and then 40 years later, he left as a colonel. That's quite a climb. But he's had an illustrious career in life and service. In fact, I understand he was a mentor as he did Boy Scouts through the years to our own Secretary of State, Frank LaRose.
Wow.
Knows him well. So, anyways, Mr. Miller came, and he stood on stage with other veterans on the night of our Freedom Banquet this year, which we showcased the D-Day Prayer Project.
Mm-hmm.
Senator Portman was not able to be with us that night, but he did give us a film update and a presentation to our attendees, and that is he is going to present a temporary plaque at the Circle Remembrance of the D-Day prayer on this June 6th. So that's breaking news. And what that means is that we are moving forward. So he has worked with the Park Service. He has worked with the National Capital Planning Commission. We urge the senator that we need to really move forward on this. And, of course, we've been trying to raise the money. Now, as of the 10th of this month, the Ohio Christian Alliance has committed $20,000 to the project, and we are continuing to raise money. We have a long way to go. For the prayers edition itself, which is the granite pedestal, the four bronze plaques, and the landscaping to add the prayer at the memorial will be, we have $480,000 more to go. So we have $500,000. And the Friends of the World War II Memorial also raising funds. So that's what we're doing. We've erected a website. I'm going to give that to the listeners. It's ddayprayerproject.org. That's ddayprayerproject.org. And if they go there, make a contribution of any size, that money will go directly to the addition of this prayer in Washington, the permanent addition. We hope to get there by year's end. And why that's important is because time is running out. We were not aware that once we passed the legislation, that happened 5 years ago this June, actually President Obama, of all people, actually signed it in law after it passed Congress, both the U.S. Senate by unanimous consent, broad bipartisan support, which is very odd and unusual these days, but sure, this one brought everybody together in the U.S. House of Representatives, and he quietly signed it on June 30th of 2014. So it stipulates that it should not be paid for by tax dollars, but by private contributions, and that's why we need really all the folks to really just make a contribution of any side. It is tax deductible, by the way. So we're using the Ohio Christian Alliance Educational Trust Fund, which is C3, which is tax deductible. So contributions made to the D-Day Prayer Project is fully tax deductible. And, contribution of any size, folks, $5, $10, that's how we're going to get there. And thanks to you, Bob, and others who are having us on the radio this next week, we're going to get on stations all across the country. Hopefully this goes viral, and we can get this done very quickly.
Now, what is the time limit?
Well, June of 2021. The prayer must be placed by June of 2021. But, of course, as things go in Washington, we really want to get the money assembled and given to them by August of this year so that they can begin construction. And yeah. So if there's any holdups with design or placement with the Park Service and all that business. By the way, I want to commend Senator Portman. That's why he's having this observance. So at 10 a.m., we want to invite anyone who's listening to come on down to Washington on June 6th. First of all, it may be your last opportunity to meet some of these heroes in person. Mm-hmm. There will be World War II veterans there. The 10 a.m. is the main service in observance. There'll be an honor guard. There'll be dignitaries, World War II veterans. That acknowledgement of the 75th anniversary of the D-Day landings, that will be in the main oval. And then at 11:30, right outside the Atlantic Arch at the Circle Remembrance, that's where the prayer is going to be added. Senator Portman will be there with others. We'll be there for the presentation of this temporary plaque until the full amount of funds are collected so we can add the permanent prayer at the memorial.
So let me understand. The temporary plaque is going to be installed a week from today at 11:30 at the Circle of Remembrance, and that temporary plaque will remain there until the permanent prayer is placed there at the memorial? Is that correct?
It's temporary itself. We don't know how temporary.
Okay.
So it may be 6 months. It may be a year. That they permitted to be there, that the senator was able to get this clearance. By the way, he did yeoman's work on this. He really recruited somebody who's done all the type of entanglements with the Monuments Commission, the U.S. Park Service, and believe me, getting an act through Congress, that was easy. Going through the bureaucracy of Washington, well, that was a challenge.
Yeah.
And an education to boot.
Well, so, Chris, as I have done many times, I commend you and the Ohio Christian Alliance for spearheading this wonderful, wonderful work. And I want to remind our listeners, if you can make it to Washington, D.C. a week from today, the commemoration for D-Day will begin at 10 a.m. and then at 11:30, a special ceremony where the temporary plaque of the D-Day prayer will be placed in the circle of remembrance. Chris Long will be there. Senator Portman will be there. And I hope that you will be able to be there as well. And Chris, you obviously need a boatload of money for this project. And give me the website again, ddayproject.org. Is that what it was?
It's ddayprayerproject.org.
Yeah.
O-R-G. And if you can't remember that, just go to the Ohio Christian Alliance main website, and the quick link is there as well. By the way, if you want to hear the prayer as President FDR prayed it, the audio is there as well. You want to do that. You want to hear how the prayer was delivered to the nation on the morning of the D-Day landing.
I was just on the website and saw that again. So it's the D-Day prayerproject.org, ddayproject.org. If you can't remember that, give me the website for the Ohio Christian Alliance.
Just Google Ohio Christian Alliance or ohioca.org.
Ohioca.org. I had a brain cramp. Ohioca.org. Chris, keep up the great work, and we will rejoice when the permanent plaque of the D-Day prayer will be established. And we will be in deep, deep gratitude to you and to the many others who have worked on this project. Chris Long, President of the Ohio Christian Alliance, it's always a privilege to have you on the program.
Thank you. My honor. God bless you, my friend.
Keep up the great work. All right, Bob Brady Live will continue. Stay tuned.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
I try hard to do follow-up on stories that you and I talk about. And I believe it was yesterday, pretty sure it was yesterday, that we were talking about this transgender woman who just won a NCAA National Track Championship. The name's Cece Telfer, representing Franklin Pierce University. Franklin Pierce University has never had a national champion in track until this year. Cece Telfer beat the 8-woman field in Division II women's 400-meter hurdles by more than a second. Now, to you and I, a second is not very much. But in track and field, that's an eternity. No, it is. Beating someone by a full second? Have you watched recently track meets? I mean, it's a hundredth of a second, a thousandth of a second. So Cece Telfer beat all of the other women in the field in Division II 400-meter hurdles by more than a second and won a national championship. Now, Cece Telfer is a man who is transitioning to a woman. According to NCAA rules, a man can compete in a woman's sport if that man has, quote, suppressed testosterone for a year. Suppressed testosterone for a year. If so, the man can compete as a woman. Now, many of the women at the track meet were upset. They felt that it wasn't fair. They didn't feel that the playing field was level. They thought that they had been beat in an unfair manner by a man who was transitioning to a woman. Well, I did a little bit of research this morning and found out something quite interesting. Cece Telfer was Craig. That was his name before he began transitioning to a woman. And as Craig competed in track as well. In fact, Craig competed just last year in track, but as a man. How well did Craig, who is now CeCe, how well did Craig do last year in track? Quote, he finished 8th out of 9 in the men's 400-meter hurdles. In other words, as a man, he came in next to last just 1 year ago. In other words, as a man, he wasn't really good. He came in next to last, 8th out of 9 in the field a year ago. Transitions to a female and a very mediocre track participant becomes the national champion. Anybody else have a problem with that? Imagine, in 1 year, going from next to last to not only first, but number one in America in their division. Now, my prayer, my hope, is that the liberal left is going to become so bizarre that even people within the liberal left will wake up and go, this is not what we want. Remember what you and I have said over and over and over again? When you begin traveling down a path or a road, don't look where that path or road will take you in 5 miles, 10 miles. Look where that road will take you in 1,000 miles. If this trend continues, women are going to be destroyed in track and field, swimming, soccer, volleyball, basketball. Female athletes across America, particularly in college and in high school, female athletes are going to be destroyed. And we can only hope that as this travesty becomes more common, that common sense will begin to prevail and people will say, wait a minute. You know, even the people say, well, we believe in equality. Well, who doesn't believe in equality? That, my friends, is not equality. And as I said yesterday, where are the feminists? Where are the feminists standing up for the rights of the other girls at this track meet that were decimated by a man? Minna Severd came in 2nd. Sydney Trinidad came in 4th. Hanneke Oosterweigel, Jordan Hammond, Kissy Ann Brown, Jessica Eby, Shannon Callahan, all of these came in behind a man competing as a girl. Where are the feminists? Hopefully they'll wake up. Hopefully. All right. Bob Brady Live will continue after this brief intermission.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.